You're listening to the audio production of Untangle Your Emotions Audio Bible Study, Discover How God Made You Feel by Jenny Allen. Published by Harper Christian Resources and read by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources. This audio Bible study also has a companion Bible study guide sold separately.
We are about to tackle something here so big. I mean, it felt brave to even attempt this subject, our emotions. Kate recently got married, my daughter, and I remember we were out to eat and she just started dreaming and talking about moving somewhere fun. And y'all, I about started weeping at the table. It hit me so hard and so fast that I couldn't fake it. I tried, I smiled, I listened, I nodded, but inside my heart was racing. I felt like I couldn't breathe and I was about to weep. I headed to the bathroom and I knew I had to compose myself. I'm like, wait a minute, she's married now. Of course she might move. We don't know what and where our kids are gonna go and what they're gonna do. So I knew that. I knew that intellectually, but I was hit with this wave of emotion and it overwhelmed me. And I knew there was way more to it. All of us daily are hit with waves of emotion. Now, some of you aren't feelers. Some of you are approaching this study, you got roped in and you think to yourself, I don't know that I feel a lot of emotion. This study is for you. This study is for you if you feel like the waves are coming constantly and you can't seem to work it out. All of us are hit suddenly with emotion. We have to figure out what it looks like. Now, let me tell you a little secret that I've learned. When we get hit with big emotions like I did at dinner with Kate, there's usually a reason for it. There's three places that we feel emotions, that we experience them. The first one is we experience it in our lived experience. So from our past, many times what happened to you when you were 4 years old is still with you. It comes to mind, your memories are triggering an emotion. You also experience an emotion in your physical body. Your heart will start racing, your shoulders maybe tense up, you feel like your stomach's a little bit upset. Maybe all of us are different about how we experience it in our body. And then the third way we experience our emotions, and this is the most common, this is the thing you're most familiar with, you definitely notice it when someone else responds to you in a negative way, is our reactions, right? We get really mad and our behavior hurts someone and it comes out sideways. Somewhere along the way, and maybe it was from things I learned in church, maybe it was from the way I was raised, I learned I wasn't supposed to feel sad or angry or scared. I was supposed to be okay. And so every time I would experience sadness or fear or anger, these emotions that I learned not to feel, my brain just wanted it to stop. My brain would attack it like it was a disease or a virus that just, it would attack it and judge it and condemn it and tell me why I shouldn't feel that way. And I really never gave myself permission to feel what I actually feel. And then in turn, I haven't given other people permission to feel what they feel. I know we're all coming at this subject from really different places. But hear me loud and clear, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're young or old, whether you're a big feeler of wild feelings or someone who just doesn't want to feel anything. If you're a stoic man in his 60s that swears he has never cried, or if you're a preteen girl who can't seem to ever quit crying, we are all feelers. We may express it in a million different ways and we may try to hold it in with a few ineffective techniques, but you and I all feel because God built us to feel. And over the past few years, as I've been learning to listen to what my emotions are trying to tell me, I've found this truth that has shifted everything for me. Feelings were never meant to be fixed. Feelings are meant to be felt. For so long, too long, I didn't grasp this. I didn't like what emotions did to me. And if they were to blame for anything that was just uncomfortable or painful,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?